Sunday the 5th of February 2023, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Journey with Matthew. Sermon title, Be Blessed. Bible reading, Matthew chapter 5, 1-16. Talk by Belinda Ramsey. A Bible reading comes in the form of a song.
God blesses those who are poor, theirs is the kingdom. God blesses those who mourn, they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, they will inherit the earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice. Oh, 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 oh. Jesus went up to the mountainside. God blesses the merciful, they will be shown mercy. God blesses whose hearts are pure, they'll see God. God blesses those who work for peace, they will be called children of God. God blesses the persecuted, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Oh, 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 oh. Jesus went up to the mountainside.
Sometimes the Beatitudes, when we look at them in the Bible, sometimes they can seem a little bit like opposites. And we're going to go through a few of them in a sec. Colin's going to put it up for us. We've got the Beatitudes here. Okay, so the first one says, God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And when I was younger and learning about the Beatitudes, it always surprised me with this. It always felt like opposites. God blesses those who mourn. It never seemed like a very cheerful. I don't know about you. I mean, I'm sure Christine and Martin have seen some interesting things at funerals. But have you ever seen somebody skip out of a funeral really happy? Yes, I'm mourning. It's great. Okay, it's not something that we do. We tend to not mourn and be happy at the same time. But that's not what it talks about here. And there's different things that we can mourn as well. Sometimes we think it just means to grieve, to lose someone. And that is really difficult. And God's not saying here, be happy about that. That's great. You know, you're not going to come out, like I said, skipping out of a funeral. I'd be slightly worrying about your kind of your mental state if you came skipping out of a funeral. But sometimes it seems like they're opposites. And when we look at different things, we can see that our opposites here that we had were poor and rich. And we had small and big. And they seem the counter opposite of each other. And sometimes it feels like that. When you're poor, when you're down to your last £20 and the cupboards are looking a bit bare, do you feel blessed? I don't know about you, but I don't. I kind of sit there and think, how am I going to make this work? How are we going to get the money together this week? How am I going to eat? Okay? And we don't particularly feel blessed. But it's not, God's not saying in this verse, be happy about it. It's wonderful. Live in this nice little bubble. Okay? I don't know about you, but when your children fell when they were little, When I worked in a school, the first thing we did was, oh, Abby, get you're fine, brush off the knees, okay? You use distraction techniques, don't you? Because you don't want them to suddenly go, ah, and they're crying and bawling their head off. Kids, just so you know, that is your parents' distraction technique. When they go, oh, you're fine, and dust you down, you feel like your leg's hanging off. But they're like, no, no, you're fine, dust you down. Now, my dad had a very different parenting style. He kind of went to the exception of that. So when I was little and I'd fall, he'd pick me up, dust me down, and go, oh, look at the size of the hole in the ground that you've left. That never helped, ever. Just so you know this, parents, that never helps. It never makes you feel better, okay? And sometimes I feel like with this verse, we think that. We look as if God's saying, God blesses those who mourn. God blesses those who are poor. God is not saying, I don't see your pain. He is not saying, you're fine, dust yourself off, you're fine, keep going. That's not what he's saying. Actually, it's the opposite. He is saying, I see your pain. I see what you're going through. I see what you're grieving. Grieving can be many different things. Maybe you're grieving for a job that you wanted to have. Maybe you're grieving for an operation that was meant to happen. Maybe you're grieving for an opportunity that you thought was going to happen, or a plan or a hope. Maybe you were hoping to have a child and that didn't happen. There's lots of different ways that we grieve. Can be lots of different things that we grieve for. And God's not saying, you're fine, get on with it, just dust yourself down, you'll be happy. You're blessed. Don't worry, you're blessed. You know, when I first came here, every time I used to see Chica, and I'd say, how are you, Chica? How are you doing? They'll say, oh, I'm blessed. And I was like, does he never have anything bad going on in his life? He's always blessed. But that is not what he meant. He meant that we're blessed because God draws us close in those moments. God is not saying, get on with it, dust yourself down, keep going. He is, in a sense, I'm with you. But God says, I see your pain and I am right beside you. I am walking through this with you. You know, last summer, I took a picture. I was in Christchurch down near Dorset and came across this building. I don't know how well you can see it, but this side here, there's a big open door and this side here, a big closed door. Now, this is all that remains of that building. I think it used to be part of the church. From those who are down that way, is it part of an old church maybe? Okay. And that's all that's left, just this wall. And it amazed me that in the midst of this, they'd chosen to brick up one door, but the other one was left open. I thought that was really strange. Like, why wouldn't you brick up both or just leave both open? Anyway, I think sometimes when I was thinking about this week, I was preparing for it, sometimes I feel like we're so busy banging at that door that's closed, going, God, why don't you see my pain? God, why don't you see what I'm grieving for? God, why don't you see that I'm poor and I'm struggling? God, why don't you see the pain I'm in? And God says, I see all of it. But I want you to come to the open door. I'm right here. My arms are open. I'm ready to bring you in. I am ready to comfort you. When it says that you're blessed when you're grieving, we're blessed because God draws us in. It's an opportunity for our incredible Father to put his arms around you, bring you in and say, I see what you're going through. I see what you're grieving for. And I'm right here with you in it. I'm drawing you close. And we can get frustrated sometimes because we don't feel blessed in those moments. God, how is this a great moment? How am I blessed in this? And again, we're so busy banging at the door. Why didn't you answer that prayer? Why didn't you give me that? I wanted that. Why am I struggling financially? Why am I having to worry about what my kids eat this week? Why is this all happening? And God's saying, I see you. I see everything you're going through. Come to me. The door's open. I'm right here. I'm standing right beside you and I'm walking through this. You're blessed because I'm with you, not because you're doing this on your own. You're blessed because I walk every step that you take, every single step that you take, every pain that you feel, every disappointment, everything that you're going through, you are blessed. We'll look at some of the other blessed. Can we go back just a little bit, please, Colin? We'll look at some of the other ones. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. You know, our society tells us about, let's be the best, let's get to the top, let's have the best job title, let's be the best, let's make the most money. There's nothing wrong with earning money. There's nothing wrong with earning good money, especially when it blesses the church back into it. That's amazing. God wants us to use our hands, and he does not want us to be poor. It's not like he's saying, you all have to be poor and humble. You know, that's not humility. Putting ourselves down is not humility. What God is saying is, you're humble when you're in recognition of me, that you need me, your need for me. Shows me that you're humble, that you can't do this on your own. You're trying and you're trying, but I am right beside you. And if you would just come to the other door, I will be right beside you. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. Again, this world tells us, an eye for an eye, get back at that person that's hurt you, get back at that person that's annoyed you. But God says, you're blessed actually when you let it go, give it to me, throw it through that second door, give all of that pain to me, and you're blessed because I will take it all. I will take the bitterness, the anger, the hurt, I'll take all of it. You're blessed when you give it to me because I'm right beside you, walking beside you. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. You know what? There is something absolutely astounding when you meet someone who you just know has that really pure heart. You know, in the Bible, when the disciples had spent time with Jesus, Peter gets arrested. And when they bring him into prison, they said to him, oh, we could tell he was a man who'd been with Jesus. Wouldn't that be amazing if people saw they said that about us? I could tell that person somebody who's been with Jesus. They love Jesus. They just glow everything about them. You know, one of my friends at the minute, my friend Grace, and I'm sure she won't mind me telling the story. My friend Grace is going through a really difficult time. For some of you who are on the prayer group, you might know this, but my friend Grace has discovered that she has multiple brain tumours. And they're working through that at the moment, and the doctors are doing scans and working out different medication for her. I have never seen anybody in the midst of so much difficulty display God's goodness. She constantly talks about how good God is to her, how much he loves her, how much he's put every step in place. Even the way her appointments worked out. Had she gone for an appointment when it's supposed to happen, they would have missed it. Had she gone for the appointment after, when she's supposed to have one later on, they would have missed it. And all the disappointments that she faced, she gives glory back to God in all of that. And every time I think of that verse, I think of her. God blesses those whose hearts are pure. It doesn't mean we don't face trials. It doesn't mean that we don't face difficult times. But God's saying, you're blessed because I'm with you. You don't need to do this on your own. I am everything you will ever possibly need. I am your finances. I am your health. I am everything you will possibly need. C.S. Lewis said this. We'll put it up here for the read. If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world. And I love that. I love the things C.S. Lewis says. He's always really, really thoughtful in the things that he says. But this is from a book called Mere Christianity. And he talks about how sometimes we have that need that's nothing here can satisfy. And you feel disappointed and you feel down. But that part of heaven that reaches into our life that says, I am here and I'm walking with you, that blesses us. The difficulty and the challenge is not the blessing. The blessing is that it draws us closer. It makes us realise more and more that we need God. We need God to work in our lives. We cannot do this on our own. You know, sometimes you might see people standing up here and preaching and doing all sorts of things, and you think, oh, they've got it all together. They've not. We just realise more that we need God. I could not do a day without God because he's everything I need through every challenge that I face. God blesses us when we give that to him and we hand it over. God blesses us when he draws close. Just want to challenge you this morning. If you're looking at those two different doors, we can stand at that door and tell God how bad things are. We can stand at that door and be frustrated with God and tell him how unfair it is. Or we can go to the other door and God's arms are open wide. Come on in. Let me tell you what you need to hear. Let me comfort you. Let me strengthen you. Let me be everything that you need in that. Thank you.